In today's episode, we're going to talk about where to get your funding to start your business. Well, this is a very interesting subject because I wish we knew this stuff when we started off.
Yep. Credit score wouldn't have been 500 if we did this.
But if you were keeping up like with our stories that we talk about, you'll know that when I first started off, I sold. Nothing. That's fine. I sold a chain that I had accumulated over the years and started upgrading, and I sold that. And then
I sold it.
So
okay.
And then after that, I went straight to the credit cards and started maxing everything out.
Okay.
So I was fully invested, but as we know now, it's like a big no-no.
Yeah.
But we use the resources that we had at the time, which what I thought I had, but that's the thing. Well, we got the actual information that we can use. We put people in better situations that I put myself in.
Yeah. So to save my ego on this right here, we're going to go what Eddie should have did. So Eddie, I'm going to kind of explain the situation from what my knowledge of it is, and then you tell me what it is. So Eddie put his time. Eddie had pretty good credit. I think it was like 740, 730, 750, something like that. You know, obviously he's a 30-year-old man. Or you went 30. Yes, you were.
I was 30. Yeah, I think I just turned 30.
You just turned 30. You turned 30 in the middle of it. Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah. So we're going to go on that part. So there's kind of three ways you can pay for this right here when you start a business. You can use your own money. You can use other people's money.
I like that one.
Yeah. Or you cannot start. Those are the only three things. There's actually only two when I thought about it. It's your money, someone else's money. Now, how you go about using the money and stuff, it kind of defers. So for the most part, we use all the resources of the stuff we have access to right now. I know for me, I use cash, cards, and that's what I use on that part. But one thing I didn't realize, and I know you probably would say the same thing, we didn't know this right here, you can't get business credit unless your personal credit is good too. And most people will kind of make stuff on there. But for most people out there, if you want to get business credit really easy, you need to have good personal credit. It kind of works on that.
Yeah.
And so there's no reason to trade your personal credit to get inventory when you just can't do that. It's better to get a term loan. Because Eddie, with his credit score, could have literally got a loan for $40,000 or less, whatever he wanted to do. Would have not had an impact to his credit lines. So his credit score would have stayed higher. Yes, there would have been a little dip from the actual of him acquiring and getting in and stuff like that. But he'll be able to get more money, still have his credit lines open, has his cash open, and have his gold chain, which we have yet to see make another prison appearance.
My baby. No, it's okay. I told myself I'm not going to get that anymore. Cause
his neck's hurting.
Yeah, my neck hurts and I got a bad back, so... I just said that thing, it was heavy, and that's why I got like $10,000 for it.
Yeah, it was like Rick Ross, and he sold it probably cheaper than he should have
told. I sold it for like the gold value, so I was like, all right, time to give this baby up.
Who'd you sell it to?
No, just some random guy, just like, I guess a gold buyer. He said he was like ex-military, and he just like buys gold for
Jimmy?
Invest. No, it wasn't Jimmy. It was Charlie, the other one.
Charlie, okay, yeah. Yeah, so... So that's kind of, if you want to do short term, that's basically what you do. So I'm going to walk you through the thinking of how we learned and kind of got through this for the most part. First, let's go back to, did y'all see Eddie did his first intro today in a long time? I don't know if y'all noticed that. You know,
yeah, because that was forced gunpoint. You didn't see that part.
Yeah. Not just And so I want to say thank you everybody who has reviewed on Apple. I've seen also some on Spotify and some other platforms. So we appreciate that. If you haven't reviewed the podcast yet, that's how we grow and move and push our audience forward and grow. So please look at that. Also check out our affiliate links. Those really help to help the actual channel and the podcast and to help us give the funds to do this and buy this equipment and be able to put these things together like the checklist, which I'm thinking about, we should call it the ultimate checklist.
Ultimate?
Yeah, the ultimate checklist to get started on there. So it's some really great stuff in here. You can't really see it. This is like our drafted copy, which we're going to do updated versions. So you might have to see yourself come and redo it. Even if you have a business already and you already started, this is a good place to go back and look and make sure you're doing all the basics on here. We really spent a lot of time into it. We've been thinking about this for like, 3 months or something like that. We've been talking about this right here.
At least.
Throwing ideas out there. It's a good kind of structured piece of content to do that. And it's going to be growing on a regular basis on there. And like I said before, our goal for this right here was be some of the best things you can get for free out here. So let us know. Tell us what you think about it. We left anything out. Let's go. But let's get back to the episode. So, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one mistake when you first did it. The first mistake you made.
The first mistake I made?
Yeah.
You mean with the financials?
Yeah.
Well, I think selling my baby.
You mean Alexis?
No, not her.
Oh.
I'm just playing. No, I think besides the gold chain thing, that's material stuff. I can always get it back. No, I think the thing, like you said, I think, me affecting my personal credit. Because, like, you know, credit utilization is a big thing. So if you go out and you just max everything out and, you know, in my eyes at the time, that was like the chips and that was like me saying, all in, baby. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it kind of hurt me, you know what I mean? So especially with the situation with everything that happened with the COVID and everything like that, like I literally like went all in and like, you know, got tables and chairs and I think I got the bounce houses too. And then I got the 20 by 20 pop-ups. I mean, not pop-ups. I'm referring to that. Yeah. The high peaks. Yeah, the frames. I bought those as well. And then, it was going good. But like I said, COVID happened. And then everyone was looking around like, okay, well, the credit was the plan B, my personal. But I didn't have the plan B anymore because, you know, it was going so well. I was like, oh, this thing's making money.
He's thrown in there.
You know, within a couple weeks, I'll be back on it, baby. And then, you know, that happened. And kind of like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And, you know, my wife's like, what are you, you know, she wanted to choke me. It's like, what about the kids? I'm like, they'll be fine.
Yeah. So that's how I felt the same way because I know you used to come here and I was thinking like, oh, she hates me. I was thinking.
She doesn't hate you.
Maybe not now, but back in the day. Yeah. On there. But
it was fine. We were talking about going hunting rabbits and stuff to survive.
Yeah. Oh, that's when we thought it was going to be the end of the world.
Yeah. We were like, okay, in case this happens, I know there's a whole bunch of rabbits, and we were like practicing with the bone arrows.
Yeah.
Give me a shotgun.
So, it went pretty well. So, I think for me, the issue was a similar issue. I started out, first of all, I took my nest egg with cash, which I know my wife didn't like because that was the money for the house that she wanted to get on there. And I took the whole thing. I did ask some of it. On there. So I didn't just go running there throwing everything and throw it on red. I threw it on green and it hit. It just, you know, it just took a long time to pay off. So that's the first thing I did. And then after that, I needed to buy another vehicle because Eddie already had a pickup truck. So he was already pretty much straightforward on there. I didn't have one. I literally put.
I remember you pulled up in a Dodge Transit.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ooh, I said, man, this guy's doing big things. He got some new transit, a new trailer.
Doing that real.
I was like, new. And he's like, you know. And then he started questioning, probing me. He's like, what should I get? I'm like, well, I'll get a truck because you can still use that as your personal every day. And then, anyway, I didn't mean to, but yeah, that memory popped up in my head. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember when I saw you. And I was like, everything's like brand new. You must have just started.
Yeah. Brand new whip. No, but yeah. And so basically what me and my wife did at first, similar to what Eddie and his wife before, this is like before we actually, I guess we still met, but before we actually like partnered together, because me and Eddie, if you guys haven't know the story, me and Eddie worked in separate companies first, and then we started technically a company for dishes, and then you know, we were like,
let's just do it.
So we started working. That's one. But so we went there. We spent all our cash at first, which if we were going to do anything, we shouldn't have spent our cash at first. We spent all our cash. Then I was like, Ruby, the stuff keep going. They just keep coming back with one and more. And the
customer said, we want more.
And then I used one cart, and I was like, I feel pretty good. And then I used another cart. And then they said, no, I used all the carts. And there, so then we down that road. But the problem is that, like, I still need to buy a vehicle, and realistically, I should have bought the vehicle before I used my car, because then I got a higher interest rate on the vehicle, at the time. And now I'm stuck with that vehicle and stuff like that. Yeah, we've been making money now to pay it off, but that's like the first thing on my list after the other stuff that we didn't got knocked off, that getting knocked out first. Because if the truck was so much higher, and if we would have just not used the cards at first or got the vehicle first, didn't use the cards, we wouldn't have had that issue. We would have got more stuff. And realistically, at that time, we could have just not used our cash, pulled out a $40,000 loan. I think the monthly rates on those things are like $400 or $500 a month, and then you just pay that off over 6 years or something. I don't know. Don't hit me on the math, but it was something like that when I looked at it. And then you still have all your cash. I could have got the house where we wouldn't be mad. The price of the house to be up by $100,000+. we'd still have to get the truck. Would have been cheaper on that part. And then would have had all the car stuff to be able to make the moves, one thing. Because the thing with us, like, both, if you're with a partner or you partner with someone, everyone does not have to have the best credit. It does work out a little better, but only one person. But since me and Eddie did the same thing in different situations and got together, that kind of limited our growth. Which, when I say limited, we still grew 3x every single year. Yeah. I'm saying we could have probably did 7x. You know, we could have made a lot more money. When you get into doing this right here, and you want to work by, you want to work, you know, I guess I would say you want to build a company where you're not always on every single piece of work on it. You need to get to a certain dollar amount. And it's a race to get to that dollar amount fast enough so you can be able to be sustainable and pull yourself back. So you have to spend most of your money to put back in it. So like every year we're putting back in the company, you know, $300,000 on buying equipment, buying forklifts, which I thought at first it was a great idea. Now buying all this other stuff around here.
It was a great idea.
It was a great idea. Yes, it was a great idea.
Cement blocks. Cement blocks. The guys are like, get the forklift.
But at first, the first week, when it was there, and I was like, this is a paperwork. We don't spend like $10,000 on this. I was like, man, it was cash too. Nice. I was like, we should use other people's money.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so that's kind of how it got right there, and. It was tough. It was tough. Even right now, we still have some stuff that we're still working through. Because the problem is you still have to get to the part where you have to beat the number to be able to have it run by itself. And that number is pretty high. You have to make a couple million dollars so it can run exactly how you want to, and still be able to get the growth you want to get the payouts that you want. I think last year was the best year me and Eddie took out the amount of money we took out. But even that right there, we invested way more money than we took out together. So that speaks to it right there. And the whole point is that one day you get to the point where you don't have to keep investing on a high enough scale, and you can just keep that money on there. And then that allows you to get better if you do the initial finances right on there. So what would you do?
What would I do?
What would you do? It's say started tomorrow. Everything was a race. You woke up butt naked at the Ford dealership. What would you do when you had $10,000 in cash that – on there, plus you had a chain, plus you had a 750 credit score.
Go to the casino and put it on red. Double my money.
Yeah. Don't do that.
I mean, realistically, what I do, like you said, I would either, me personally, like, I have a big family.
How big?
It's pretty big. And I got a lot of people that, well, now they believe in me. I think. Back then, they probably could have got a whole bunch of donors and came up with a whole bunch of money like interest free.
Raise it from family and friends.
Yeah. Just say, hey, you believe in me? Go ahead and put that bet right here.
And then GoFundMe.
Yeah, but I wouldn't give any because like a lot of times I see people just giving up percentages of income. Well, it depends too. Like I think you and me have been through that, like the whole understanding on what that truly means. Like if you give a percentage of the company, it doesn't mean like, all right, I get a dollar, I'm going to cut it in half, and you get the other.
Yeah.
You get half, I get half. That's what I would have done. I just want to start fundraising and just get the money. And just that way it's interest-free. And then start, ramping up money, just start giving X amount of money to whoever, needs it the soonest, I guess you can say.
Yeah, so that's
because everybody's, once they borrow money, they're going to have like a timeline. Like, okay, at this time I want the money back.
Yeah, some people's time might be a long time. So you're saying you start making the money, buy the initial investment, put the stuff into the company, kind of like raising the fund, And then you might still technically not have an interest, but still give them a little extra. Yeah, yeah. Take 25% of the proceeds.
Or should even give them a, you know, they're going to have a birthday party or something. Just say, hey, I got you. No cost.
Lifetime.
Ooh, there you go. Sell them that. Like, hey, I know you're going to have birthday parties. I'm going to give you the best equipment. It's all going to be nice.
And then that person turned out to be working up for the state fair. Oh. And he was like, we want all the stuff for free.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to have to cut a deal on that one. Yeah, I would do something like that, though. I mean, yeah. I didn't ask for money and stuff like that, but.
But you're not really the type of person.
I hate asking for money.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't know.
You don't ask money from customers sometimes when they owe you money.
No, I'd rather just be like, hey, I'll take the money.
Okay.
But now.
Sold it or stole it.
Yeah, right. Hey, just like when the stuff, whenever they're like, so and so does want to give her stuff back, who's the one y'all send out? Me. I'm the collector, so I'm over here jumping fences and calling the cops and getting 10-day letters sent out and demand letters and all sorts of stuff. That's just the thing I do.
I thought you liked doing that stuff.
I do not like doing that. Almost getting shot one time, that's another story. That's fun.
I thought you were 003 instead of 007.
Nah, and then dog almost killed me. That's why you got life insurance on me.
You always the time. And then you can use the life insurance to start this.
There you go.
Yeah, but
that's what I would take. Yeah. But what about you?
So basically the exact same. Well, I don't know if I was fundraising because like I'd be fundraising. It'd be a slow fundraiser. It'd be just me on there. But I do think that I would have probably took a a loan out. And if I was gonna put chips on myself, I'd put chips on myself on loan again. Like how like do I believe I could have made $500 extra to pay this off in profit? And that would have been my mindset. If I believe I could do that, then I would do that.
Yeah.
And not knowing I didn't know at the time and what I knew now, I believe that. I just didn't have the understanding that I should use that. And also, too, put less stuff at risk. Because you could have did that and you could have put yourself as a co-signer on a loan for your business. Mm-hmm. And then your business could have built credit up on the way up there, too, as well. It would have been a lot easier. And you could have these bigger connections with these companies. Even if it was something like, you know, where you might get like $30,000 credit line and like a credit card for $10,000, you know, something like that. I would have did that. But I do like the crowdfunding method and then just having them get a thing that they pay each other back and whoever needs it the soonest, you just take 25% of the profits and just put it to the side and it just goes to them. Or not the profit, but to the money you make.
Yeah.
Because at the time, it wasn't that many expenses. I do like that.
Yeah, but if I did do that method, I would definitely change the items that I bought initially just because, you know, like I know like, knowing what I know now, like I know what like the combinations, like how much would you know I could gain on that. Like I'd shoot for the like the higher return items. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That way I can get the money faster.
Yeah, and it was when you were doing it kind of more hands on, so you can control the equipment better. So it'd be better to start off with high end stuff. So like farm tables, make $100 each rental.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are cool. But I like the tents.
Yeah, sorry, personally,
because I know like well now we've been doing it so long, but like in the beginning it was like man it's taking me an hour to put this thing up, but now we can get it up like in 30 minutes or less.
20 sometimes. Some people get in 20.
Well, if we pull the truck right there, yeah, that thing's gone. It's gonna be up it really quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, stuff like that. I would do. But me personally, I like the loan idea because I think you and me know that you're going to need to, if you want to get bigger, you're going to need to like build relationships with people because there's going to be opportunities that always come up. I mean, like every year something comes up, like a good opportunity, I think it was like last one was like in Chicago or something like that. Somebody needed like, I don't know how many thousands.
6,000 chairs. 6,000 chairs. Weeks.
Yeah, yeah, stuff like that. So, and you know,
we lost that deal for $5,000 difference. When I should let it go, that's on me. I got greedy.
That's all right. But like stuff like that, like we have like the relationship and the resources. Like if we want to do the deal, we can make the deal. But you know, we get stuff like that all the time. Other places they don't have any place that can like realistically source everything like from one individual place. So they'll start outsourcing to different states. And I think one of our sister companies is over there in Chicago, so that they gave us a holler and but stuff like that. Yeah, it's just you know, opportunities always come up every year for businesses.
Yeah,
just need to be able to have the funds to act on.
Yeah, the funds to do that. And I think freeing your own capital up and keeping your capital in place. Now, I don't mean get a loan and then go drop $20,000, you know, on red or something like that, and just say, you know, whatever, or, you know, take your credit cards and don't do that and go buy a whole bunch of shoes or go get a new car and stuff like that. You're still going to have to watch a lot of that stuff that you do. But I do think that you should, you know, I do think the term loans are pretty good, especially at the time when we did it with the rates. The rates are higher now, but it's better than the credit card or something like that. And if you have good credit, you can have more opportunities. Now, I'm gonna do it based on what I think should be done at first. My ranking, 80s might be different. If you can, I do like the part of getting family and friends. If you have enough family and friends and you can get them, especially people who, I don't want to say don't need the money, but won't desire the money back from you in enough time where you can be able to pay it back, even if you do give them some type of percentage of the business for you to get started, if someone trusts you, believe in you, or something like that, I would start there. If you need to get more money from there and you have some decent credit, I would do that. And then I will look at to going from, if you do that, I will look at then going to where if I don't have good credit, maybe I have cash. I'll do that. And then I will look into trying to sell some of these events and then using that cash that you get from selling the event to buy the stuff. And then I'll look at using your credit card. And really before that, we're looking at really selling something before you start using your credit cards. I just think once you start using your credit cards and using your credit utilization goes up, it just start removing options above you. Because yeah. You can take it to, you know, if you had a family friend and you say, hey, can I borrow $40,000? And they have $40,000. Not everyone has this. And you'd be like, well, I can guarantee I'm going to pay it back because right now I can get a loan for $40,000 and I can just switch it for you if necessary. And I just don't want to pay less interest. And I was like, okay, I'll do it because you have some type of backup. But if you don't have no type of backup, you can't make any deals like that. You have to go solely based off of if you can pay it back or if they like you. And most people don't know people with $40,000. But maybe you know somebody who can give you 10 and you can get 30 from a different way. You know. And then when you pay it down, it could be a credit line so you can still have access to it. And then as you start building in, you know, income in, you can use that to pay it off. And it was, as I said, I think about $500-$600 a month or something like that, or 700, whatever it is, and you'll start being able to pay that off and be able to have a lot more money over. Because if you make $10,000 a month, which if you use this checklist that we have, I believe most people can get the $10,000 a month on there. Just doing the basis might take like 6 months or so. You know, that's not a guarantee, disclaimer. But if you worked hard, I do believe a lot of people can do that. Imagine paying $7,000, you do all the work, $10,000. You know, even if you did it just on the weekends and then you still worked on the side, you can make all your money back really fast, you know, that you and pay it off and just have the credit line there. I can see that as an opportunity because I think for us, that was like that. And then I don't believe at the time, which a lot of people, some of you guys have better than this right here. You know, I think the impulse control of us wanting to grow so fast and wanting to buy more and more equipment, you know, at the time hurt us. In the long run, helped us because we got a lot of equipment now. And so we can do a lot of things. But at the time, I did think it limited us. And that's why we kind of start taking our way through the routes on there. But I do believe if we both would have started and we would have brought 30, 40, you know, 25 of somebody else's money and put it together on the table and got exactly the right equipment that we needed. And if you need to know what kind of way you want to go, check out the list. If you're going to be, you know, if you're going to be a specialist or generous or generalist, what is it?
If you're going to be generous, come to me.
Not generous. You know what I'm saying? or, you know, someone like...
just a person that just has a general, just, you know, rental store. Everything, a little bit of everything.
And there's different ways to go. You can learn which way to go so you can get the most bang for your buck. I do believe that on there. But, Eddie, so any other ways people get money? Family, friends, loan, cars, cash, sell something?
I mean, I think investors. You can get investors, but they're going to take a percentage of your company. But for people that don't know, explain it because I was the same way. Because I remember you were shooting at me. You're like, well, we can get investors. And I was like, oh.
So it's two types of, or there's lots of types of ways. But I'm going to say the way most people think when you get an investor and someone buys 20% of your company, that they get 20% of everything that comes through. That is royalties. If when you sell royalties on there, for the most part, so for most investing, it goes from the standpoint where someone who's a 20% owner and who's having a minority stake, they can't make big changes. But you can't do certain things either. You can't move all the money out of the account, all this other stuff, and you know, kind of legal things, you can't do those things. But also too, they don't get 20% of your profits or 20% of your of your actual revenue or anything like that. They only get 20% if it sells. And depending on how it's written out, they might get a little less, a little more. It just depends. They'll probably get paid first because they'll get first priority. So if you, you know, sell your rental company for $1 million and then, you know, they're supposed to get their first 20%, they'll get the first 20% to pay themselves back over that part or whatever their amount's supposed to be. So $200,000, then you get the rest on there. That's the general understanding on that part. It's not royalties. Now, the thing is, most people would like to do a royalty deal with you. And we have something like that we actually are doing kind of with other companies, other people, not other companies, but other people who want to get started, who maybe don't have the time, the energy, but maybe have the cash and want to get started and do more of a specialist rental gig. We have something like that where you put the money up, and then we have a certain amount right there we put up. We run the accounts and you can get access to it. And then you get a royalty over every time the stuff goes out on the weekend. You can get your weekly check, and you can get a return back on your investment. We're doing something like right now with that. You know, and it's pretty straightforward that we're working on right now. So people who need to get that type of investment and get it back and work on it, you know, you can work with us and we'll make sure the money kind of goes on that part. But you got to be, you know, it just depends on if you do that part there.
So what's the percentage that there is that you have to basically have the person sign off on paperwork, just so people can know?
What the percentage of?
Like, you know, like there's a certain percentage underneath that percentage you don't really need to sign.
It's 10%.
10%, okay.
10%. If you've ever signed up for a brokerage account for stocks and loans, they even ask if you own 10% of any any company on there. It's around 10%. Now, I'm not a lawyer. You know, I don't have all the stuff from that part. So, you know, end of the day, this just advice. You can do whatever you want with it on there, but from what my understanding and from the laws around us, that's what we understand that part. But you know, that's kind of how it works right there. So you don't have to do a deal where, you know, someone gives you, because also too, if someone was to invest into your company, even if they bring a lot of money at first, if you're going to be putting a lot of effort in there, it's not worth. If you're going to start a business that's going to make $2 million and they put $100,000 in there, it's not really worth for you to give them half your business, and then they now, you know, it's a profit, your profit 25%. And if it not, it get double their amount of money every single year or something like that. You know, I mean, if it takes 7 years, maybe it is worth it because you need the money at the time. Yeah. But if you already got a business going like that, don't sign up for nothing like that. Make sure it makes sense. Make sure it makes sense in the future. Because you don't want to get to the point where you're like looking at this person like, what the? Like, and he's just getting this check every single week, and you just like,
isn't that investing though? You look for the good deals.
Yeah, so for them it's great because they put the money up and they did put the risk up and stuff. So I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying like some people take deals that don't work out for them. And really look at the SBA loans. Like some SBA loans and some of you guys who have, you know, 700 plus credit scores, you know, like even if you come work with us, you can get a $40,000-$50,000 loan at literally 5-4%. You can sign a deal with us, work with us, get on the company in that part, and then you can go out there. You don't have to do anything. We'll do all the work and get all the stuff in there, run all our ads and everything on our side, and then you could be making good money every single week, making a solid return. That's something you can get done on that part. The other people, you know, who want to go out there and grind it out, then that's what we got this for. There's a checklist for, and that's free on there. There's nothing, you know, you don't have to pay nothing. We're going to put the most information. We're going to keep this updated. We're going to start adding even more advanced stuff. So when you read this one, you'll be like, oh, this is pretty good. Wait till you see the advanced stuff coming out on there. You don't have to pay for anything. Now, if you want the most, you want the convenient option where me or Eddie or one of our people are reading this, you have to pay a little bit because we have to pay a little bit to get that done. But other than that, you can get this right here and run with it on there. So, Eddie, any last remarks?
That's pretty much it. I mean, just, you know, just try not to, you know, mess the money up. Yeah, there you go. Like, took the words right out of my mouth. You know, just be strategic about it too, because you know these decisions. You know, it takes time to kind of, I guess, repair or you know get back to where you were standing. So that's it. Just you know, try to be strategic and see what works best for your situation and run with it.
Oh, well, that's pretty good right there. So if you guys have any questions, you know, any comments, you know, want to talk to us, consult with us, reach out to us down below. You want email information and questions on like on this right here, or you want to get this, if you don't find the link or anything, just message us. We'll get it sent to you so you can go take it off. If you want to go with our other program, as I said, we only accept one person. because we got to put the time in place to be able to get a handle if you want to do the other program, and kind of building up a rental business and own half of it on that part, then that's something we can deal with. But other than that, I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And we'll see you in the next one.
See you guys.